Ойраеса.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. So we're still trying to figure out Rabbi Yehuda's Eitzah of setting up a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda said that we're chayshish that maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die, and therefore we set up a backup wife. And the Gemara really asks, like, Amimanufshach, that what are we going to do with this backup wife? If the Kohen Gadol doesn't marry her before Yom Kippur comes in, so what does it help to have the backup wife? He's not married to her. And Beisai, that he has to have a wife, is learned that from Beisai, means that they have to be married, not just designated for him. So what does it help to just designate a wife if they're not going to be married? And if he marries her, so then he's going to have two wives. And the Torah says, that v'chiper be'adoi v'ad Beisai, which we said means that he has to have one wife, Beisai, and not two batim. He's not allowed to have two wives. So what's up, Yudas Eitz of setting up a backup wife? So the Gemara ended off on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph by saying that he'll have a backup wife, he'll marry this backup, and he'll divorce her al Tanai. And we're just trying to figure out what exactly this Tanai is, that it will work, that he'll Mimanavshach have only one wife come Yom Kippur. So we're still trying to figure out this Tanai. So we're holding now in the three lines in the bottom by the words Elo D'Amarla. So says the Gemara, El Da'amarla, he says to this backup wife, he marries her, and then he gives her a get al Tanai, and he says to her, Hareza Giteich, this is your get, Amenash Shaloi Tomas Chaverteich, on the condition that your friend, meaning the first wife, doesn't die. On the condition that the first wife doesn't die. So, Iloi Misa Chaverta, and so this is helpful because like this, if the first wife doesn't die, and so now she's, so he, the Kohen Gadol has his original wife, so Migarshus, now the second lady is divorced, so then the Kohen Gadol has one wife, which is perfect. Vi Misa, and if she does die, so then Hakaimahos, then he has the second wife, because then the second wife's not divorced. She was only divorced on the condition that the first wife doesn't die. But here where the first wife died, so now she's not divorced, and so now he's married to the second. To this backup. So it's perfect. So this seems to be a great solution. He'll marry the first one, the backup wife, and he'll tell her that she's divorced on the condition that the first one doesn't die. So says the Gemara, no, because it's still going to be a problem. Why? Because maybe his original wife, she's going to die halfway through the Avoida, and it's going to come out of Mafreya, the Gita Dahailav Gitahu. It comes out of Mafreya that the get of the backup was not a good get. Because being that the first wife died, so that means the second get, the get to, that he gave to the second lady was not a good get. And it comes out that he did the first half of the Avoida with two wives. Because the get wasn't a good get. He was married to the first wife and to the second wife. Halfway through the Avaidah, his first wife died. And so now he's only married to the second wife. But the first half of the Avaidah he did, while being married to two women. So that's gonna be a problem. So this Eitz is not gonna work either. So the Shagas Aryeh asks, in Shagas Aryeh, in Siman Tzadi Gimel, he asks that the Gemara is going through this whole Shakal of Atariyah, trying to figure out exactly how Rabbi Yehuda's Eitzah would work. It would seem to be that there's a simple Eitzah. He can marry the backup wife, and instead of making a Tanai in the Gerushin, make a Tanai in the Kedushin. That the Kedushin is only Chal, if and when the first wife dies. And this way, even if the first wife dies in the middle of the Avaidah, the Kohen Gadol is only married to the backup wife, the Kedushin is only going to be Chal at that moment when the first wife dies. Seems like a very simple solution. Rabbi Veger and Chuvas and Simukuf Nanta says, he brings this kasha, and he says that no, you can't, this Eitz is not gonna work. To have it that the Kedushin's Chal when the first wife dies is not gonna work, because even before Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to make a Kinyan that's gonna be Chal on Shabbos and Yontif. So being that the Kinyan's only gonna be Chal once the first wife dies, so you're not allowed to do such a thing, at least Midrabanan, you can't make a Kinyan even before Shabbos and Yontif that's only gonna be Chal on Shabbos and Yontif. The Chazanish and Orchaim Simko Chavav Sifka and Yud Aleph, he writes some more practical teretz. Again, the Shagas Aryeh asks, just make it that the Kedushin of this backup wife will be Chal once the first one dies. Says the Chazanish very practically, because you're not going to be able to find a lady that's going to want to do such a thing. because in all likelihood, the first wife isn't going to die. I mean, the chance that she's going to die in such a short time span is not very likely. Which means in all likelihood, this second wife is not really going to end up ever being his wife. Because if the Kedushin is only Chal once the first one dies, so in all likelihood, he's never going to be married to the second lady. And she's still going to have the shame that she was married, because the Kohen Gadol did this Kedushin with her. And it was on Tanai, and obviously it wasn't Chal in the end. But she's going to have a shame in the market when she's looking for Shidduchim that she was married before, even though she wasn't. So she's going to, so to speak, ruin her name. Not ruin, but she's gonna put a flag on her name for nothing, because in all likelihood she's never gonna end up being married to the Kohen Gadol, because his wife's gonna stay alive. So which lady's gonna want to do such a thing? But says the Chazon Ish, the other Eitzah will be much more practically easier. That will find a lady that will be willing to marry the Kohen Gadol, even though he's divorcing her. And he's divorcing Al Tanai, which is in all likelihood the Tanai is going to be kept. And so he's gonna end up divorcing this backup wife. But at least we could find a lady that's hopeful that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to end up liking her. Maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to want to end up staying married to her afterwards. So then already we could find a lady that's going to want to do such a thing. But to find a lady that's going to want to get married out tonight, like the Shagas Arya suggested, says the Chazon Ish, in the practical way, we're not going to find a lady that's going to want to do such a thing. Anyway, so we're still out of an eight, so we still need to looking for an eight to exactly how this backup wife is going to help. So says the Gemara, Ella de Amarla, he says to this backup wife, he marries her, and he divorces her Al Tanai, and he says to her, Hareza Gitech, this is your get, Amenasha Thomas Chavertech, on the condition that your friend dies, that the first wife dies. That's the get, that's the Tanai he makes in the get. This is your get on the condition that the first one dies. Now there's a lot of kashas that we could ask on this, that Tez Yishanim points out, but the Gemara is going to ask one kasha, and says the Gemara, V'dilma Ma'isa Chaverta, maybe the first one's going to die, V'havle Gita Dahai Gita, and it's going to come out that this get was a good get, V'kam Le'bla Bayis, and the Kohen Gadol's not going to have any wife, Kam Yom Kippur. So that it's is definitely not going to work. So Ella says the Gemara like this, the Megari Shulhula Tarvayu. He's going to give both of them a get. So he's going to marry this backup wife, and then he's going to give a get to both his original wife and to the backup wife. Now, Lechada, to the new wife, Amarla, he says to her, Hareza Gitech, this is your get, Amanasha Loi Thomas Chavertech, on the condition that your friend does not die. If your friend does not die, meaning if your friend stays alive, if the first wife stays alive, then you're divorced. You're out of the picture. Ulechada, and to the other one, meaning to the original wife, so Amarla, he says to her, Hareze Gitech, this is your get, Amanash Loiti Konsi Lebeis HaKnesses, as long as you don't go into a shul. So how is this going to help? Like this, if the first wife dies, so if the first one lives, we'll start with that. If the first one lives, so then it's going to come out that the second wife is divorced. So then the Kohen Gadol only has one wife. He's only going to have his original wife. And if the first one will she'll have to go into a shul still. The first one will then go into a shul. That will then be mevatel her get. And then the Kohen Gadol will be married to this first one. So if the first one lives, she'll go into a shul and she'll still be married to the Kohen Gadol. And the second one's divorced, because that was the condition that he made in the get with the second lady, that they're divorced if the first one stays alive. So the Kohen Gadol will stay married to the first one. The first wife will just have to go into a shul and they'll stay married. And if the first one dies, so then it comes out that she was divorced, Lamafreya. And therefore, even if she dies in the middle of an Avaida, it comes out that she was never the Kohen Gadol's wife, Kam Yom Kippur, because she was already divorced, the Mafreya. And the second one is his wife, and it comes out the Kohen Gadol only had one wife when Yom Kippur came in. So that's perfect. So this seems to be a great Eitzah. And the Rosh and Truvas points out in Klal Mem Hei Ois Chav Gimel that even though we find a concept in Maseches Gittin and Pei Beis and Mabeis, that there's such a concept of a Reach HaGet, that a get that even sometimes if it's a Pasul a get, but sometimes it's still enough of a get that the lady's considered a Grusha and that she's ushered to a Kohen. So, but you see over here, the a get that's written, that's made out Tanai, as long as the Tanai is fulfilled, and they're not divorced in the end, like is the case over here. He divorces, let's say, his original wife on the condition that she doesn't go into a shul. So if she goes into a shul, they're not divorced, and we see that she's still mutter to him. She's not considered a grusha. It's not even considered a reyach haget. And he explains, the Rush explains, because being that the condition wasn't fulfilled, so it's as if the whole get was never there to begin with, so therefore it's not even called a reyach haget. It's not a pasul get. It's just, there was no get that was given, and therefore it's not even called a reyach haget. But either way, so this is the Gemara's Eitzah. So the first wife will say that he'll give her a get and say you're divorced if you don't go into a shul. And the second wife, he says, that you're divorced if the first one doesn't die. So it says the Gemara, but this Eitz is also faulty. Why? Because B'dama loy ma'isa chaverta, maybe the first one's not going to die, so she's going to live. So what's wrong with that? So we said if the first one lives, she'll go into a shul, that will get rid of her get, so she'll stay married to the kain gadol, and the second wife will be divorced. So what's wrong? Says the Gemara, no, because maybe she's not going to die, v'lo aili hilabeis hakanesas, but she's also not going to go into a shul. Taisa says, the Nasha Matzlani is saying they're lazy, so maybe she's not going to go into a shul, v'havle gita de tarvayu gita, it's going to come out that both of them are divorced. The first one's divorced because she didn't go into a shul, and the second one's divorced because the first one didn't die. Become leblay bias, and it's going to come out that the kain gadol doesn't have any wife. So therefore, this eitzah is a little bit faulty. So says the Gemara, final eitzah. Ella like this, says the Gemara. L'chada, to the new wife, Amarla, again, he marries her, and he divorces her al Tanai, and Amarla, and he says to her, Hareze gitech, amenash loy tamis chavertech. Same as before. He says to the second lady, to the backup wife, that you're divorced if the first one doesn't die. If the first one stays alive, if the original wife stays alive, then you're divorced. Ulachada, and to the original wife, Amarla, he says to her, Hareze gitech, amenash ekonis ani lebeis hakneses, that this is your get, on the condition that I go into a shul. If I go into a shul, so then you're divorced. So now like this, di maisaha, if the first one dies, hakaimaha. So then he has his second wife, because then it comes out that the get from the second lady wasn't the get. Vi maisaha hakaimaha, and if the second one dies, then he has the first wife. So mimanashach will have one wife, kam yom kippur. Ma'ik lamemer, what could you possibly be choishish for? That dama maisa chaverta bepalgad avoida, that maybe the first wife is gonna die halfway through the avoida, va'avale avoida lamafreya b'shnei batim, it's gonna come out that lamafreya, he was doing the first half of the avoida, being married to two wives, because it comes out that the get that he gave to the second lady is not a good get. So it comes out that the first half of the vayda he had two wives. Says the Gemara, there's no concern with that. Because the chazile de kabay lememas, if he sees that his original wife, the first wife, that she's going to die, that she's on her way to, she's slowly dying. So kadim ihu, he'll go v'ayala besek neses, and he'll go into a shul, umash v'legita daha gita l'mafreya, and he'll make it that this lady has divorced him anyways. So that means even the first half of the vayda was only done with the second, with the backup wife. So there's nothing to be concerned for. And says the Gemara, this is the Eitzah that we'll have to say is what Rabbi Yehuda had in mind. When he said we appoint the backup wife, he meant like this. We appoint the backup wife, he'll marry her, and he'll give her a get, he'll give both wives a get, and he'll make the Tanai the way we just described. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we had mentioned on Amud Aleph a drasha that when the pasuk says v'chiper ba'adoy va'ad beisoy, that the kohen gadol is mechaper for himself and for his bias, for his wife. So we dash in from there one wife and not shtei batim, not two wives. That he's not allowed to have two wives. So now says the Gemara maskefar Rav Asi v'teimur Rav Aviru al me'ata. Now they are telling me that you can make such a drasha that we could be medayik that from the fact that the pasuk says beisai, that it's only if he has one wife and not two wives, we could be medayik from beisai that one bias not two batim. So if so, frak the Gemara, so shtei yevamos habayis mi bias echad lo yisyavmu. So then the halacha should be that if two yevamos fall to the yavam from one brother, so he shouldn't be allowed to do yibum. There shouldn't be a chiyav yibum. Mainly, he won't be allowed to do yibum. Why? Because the pasuk by yibum says the pasuk says kachi yasel ish asher lo yivne as beis achiv. So which only if it says that we should be medayik that he has to build his brother's bias, one house, one wife. But he has two wives. If his brother, if Reuven, who died, and now his wife falls to Shimon, if Reuven had two wives, Rachel and Leah, and they both fall to Shimon, so Shimon shouldn't have a chi of Yibam, because the pasuk says it's base achiv. So we should be medayik one bias and not two batim. If there's such a drasha like this, so why don't we make the same drasha by Yibam and say that if two wives from a brother fall to, if let's say if two wives of Reuven fall to Shimon, then Shimon doesn't have a chi of Yibam. Says the Gemara, Yavimtai Ribai, not Ribas. So then we have a Riboy of Yavimtai, that even if there's two Yavamas, that they do fall to Shimon and he has a Chi of Yibam. Maskufa Ravina Vitamur of Shravya El Me'ata. Now we're going back to a different Nakuda. We mentioned on Amud Aleph that we learn out from Beisai that she has to be his Nesua, that it's not going to help if he just marries, if the Kohen Gadol marries, the lady does Kedushin before Yom Kippur. He actually has to do Nesuin, because the Pasuk says Beisai, and Beisai is Mashma, an Isha that he did Nesuin with. So for Akhtagmar El Me'ata, that's true, that Beisai means Nesuin, so now Rusaloy Tisyavin. So being that the pasuk says beis achiv, so he should only have to chiv yibam if from a lady that was did nisuin with his brother. If Reuven only had a wife that was narusa, and then Reuven died, so she shouldn't fall to Shimon. And we know that that's not the halacha. So says the Gemara, hachutza l'rabbi says harusa. The pasuk says leisia isha hamesa chutza liishdar. So we dash from there that even an isha that's a chutza, that she's like an outsider, that she only did erisin, even she falls to yibam. Oh, you're right.